All right. Good morning and welcome to the stock market update. Wow, what a day yesterday. The Dow closed in the green after being down more than 1,000 points at one point. The Nasdaq yesterday had the biggest comeback since 2008. Coinbase is still suffering from a crypto bear market. Is there hope for Peloton? What is happening with Chewy? And this morning we had quite a few earnings. We had earnings from 3M, Johnson & Johnson, General Electric, American Express, and IBM. So there's lots to talk about today. And today is Tuesday, January 25th. If this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. That super smart guy over there is our head coach, Mark Hart. And together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If you're new to this channel or it's your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Okay, Mark, let's see what happened yesterday. This is a daily chart of the S&P 500, but I mean, the daily chart doesn't tell the story, right?
No, it doesn't. And if you want to see what typically doesn't happen in the markets, then yesterday was the case. I mean, what a day. What a day. We have a big sell-off. The S&P was down almost 4%. And look at that reversal. Look at that comeback. That is huge. In fact, it was the biggest comeback since 2008.
I think for the Nasdaq it was. I'm not quite sure for the S&P, but the Nasdaq, because the Nasdaq, I mean, it looks so harmless. We're looking at a 5-minute chart here and it looks like, oh, okay, we went a little bit lower and then we went a little bit higher. But this year, at some point, the Nasdaq was down 5%, 5%, almost 4.9% or something like this, and then finished in the green up 0.63%. And yeah, we haven't had that since 2008. So this has been a while.
Yeah, I thought I saw it was for both indices, but you could definitely for the NASDAQ. And I mean, the Dow rallied more than 1,100 points at one point.
Okay, so what caused the rally, Mark? Why suddenly the reversal? Because after everything looked bleak and everything is down, what's causing this rally?
I mean, take your pick here, but it could be the, you know, buying after such a big slide. It could be some short covering, right? Because if you're short, even if you're profiting, you know, we've talked about short covering when shorts are getting hurt. But if you're taking some profits and then you're waiting for that time when things reverse, you might be buying back to lock in some gains if you have been short. And that could have scared some short sellers. But Marcus, I know that we were talking about the VIX too.
Yeah, because, I mean, long story short, no real reason. I mean, it's not that we had some great news coming out yesterday or that something happened that would explain this reversal other than, just probably some technical buying, some short covering, something like this that happened here. Yeah, and let's go over to the VIX. The VIX is the volatility index. It's the fear gauge. And boy, did we have a spike yesterday, almost to 40. So that's quite a spike, right?
Yeah, and you look at that, and I mean, even the spike that we had in March of 2020, that's kind of an outlier when it comes to the VIX, right? That was such a unique, huge, you know, situation for the markets. But looking at that spike to 40, you see that doesn't happen. You know, it does happen from time to time, but it's an extreme, right? And that's, I think, what prompted some of the buying yesterday. We were at extremes. You mentioned technical levels, but there wasn't clear, you know, put your finger on this. This is why, I mean, take a guess.
Yeah. And you see, that's the other interesting thing. So the VIX spikes, the VIX does not stay at a high level for a prolonged period of time. So it is for a few days. Are we done here? We don't know, right? I mean, nobody can predict the market. It could be that the VIX is spiking higher. Will it reach the levels that we reached with the pandemic of 80? I highly doubt it. I'm actually a little bit surprised that we reached the 40 level yesterday. But if you just look yesterday also at a 5-minute chart of the VIX, shortly after we touched briefly, getting close to the 40 level here, this is when we started retracing fairly quickly here. So we'll see this morning. The VIX is already up 10%, so we'll talk about what's happening in the markets. But I think this week, the biggie this week will be the Fed meeting. And the Fed meeting is starting today, but it's behind closed doors. And tomorrow is the press conference. Tomorrow we'll hear more about, first of all, the decision of the Fed, and then we'll hear more about, well, what does Jerome Powell think here about how the markets are reacting to his earlier statements about tapering, right? And I mean, there's three things. There's three things that we will talk about.
Sure. Tapering, raising interest rates, a reduction of their balance sheet. And this is where right now there is a lot of uncertainty with the Fed, which is a little surprising because they started to be more transparent in, you know, at first it was transitory and then there wasn't as much known what was going on and what their thoughts were. And you had kind of, you know, split camps there in the Fed. But then they said, this is what we plan for with tapering. And then, you know, also this is our idea on interest rates. And it seemed like there was more transparency, or at least the markets were taking it and saying, okay, we got this. We understand what they want. But now, are we going to raise rates three times? Are we going to raise it four times? Are we going to raise it five times? When does the balance sheet reduction, which is the next big thing that kind of scared the markets last time they met? And that uncertainty going into tomorrow, I think that's why we have all of this volatility. And I mean, Marcus, you mentioned the same thing.
Yeah, and this is where we said, I mean, interest rates are going down. The indices, the stock market is going down. Crude oil is going down. Commodities are going down. I mean, everything is going down. Bitcoin is going down. Cryptocurrencies, whether you're looking at Bitcoin or Ethereum, it doesn't really matter. I mean, everything is just going down right now. So it seems to be like, okay, let's take some money out of the markets, put it under the mattress, but it won't stay there for long. It just seems that everybody is waiting for the Fed meeting tomorrow. This is where we have a lot of uncertainty here.
And if you get some things cleared up, and the markets have a better feel for what the Fed has in store or plans, then I think that there's a lot more comfort being a buyer.
Yeah. Hey, since I have the cryptocurrencies up, look at Coinbase here. I mean, Coinbase, the pre-IPO price, I had it here of 188. Yesterday, it dipped below the pre-IPO price. Had a pretty good reversal, but I mean, right now with cryptocurrencies being down, there's not as much interest in trading these cryptocurrencies, and this is why it seems that Coinbase is really suffering here from this bear market.
Yeah, that's almost a 50% drop from its highs, huh?
Yep, it is. Pretty good drop. All right. Also, Peloton, we've been talking about Peloton for the last few days. Yesterday, it seems that there was hope for Peloton, because yesterday Peloton was up almost 10%, if you look at this. So 9.8%. Did you see what happened?
Big move there. I didn't hear anything other than there was an activist investor that was calling for the CEO to step down, or for him to be fired.
Yeah. hopefully private, also right? Sell the company. And this is something that happened yesterday with Kohl's, right? I mean, an activist investor here said, okay, you know what? I'm going to buy Kohl's. And I think it was at $65 a share or something like this. So this is where Kohl's yesterday had a phenomenal day, up 36%. And I think that Peloton, okay, wait, activist investor, I've heard this before, 36% up. So this is where there's probably some excitement around here.
Yep. So, but definitely bigger impact on Kohl's compared to Peloton for sure.
So let's talk about some earnings. So we have some heavy hitters reporting earnings this week. So we have Tesla reporting tomorrow, actually, after the close. We have Visa reporting also this week. We have Verizon reporting this week. So we have quite a few reporting, but this morning we already had a few companies and very, very interesting results here. Shall we start with 3M?
Let's do it. So Dow Component 3M up a little over 1% pre-market after reporting earnings of $2.31 a share, which was 30 cents better than expected. Revenue also better than expected. And the company said that its business did improve in December with supply chain issues, Omicron, and other concerns being less of an issue or you know, calming down a little bit.
All right. And we have heard this before, that the supply chain issues seem to get resolved, which is a good point because this was weighing on the markets there as well. General Electric reporting earnings this morning. They are down 4%.
GE taking a hit, and they announced revenue that came in worse than expected. Earnings came in actually slightly better at 92 cents versus 85. They also forecast improved cash flow for 2022, but it looks like the revenue concern has traders not too happy with those numbers.
All right, American Express next on deck. American Express reported earnings right now, jumping up more than 3% in pre-market trading.
Yep, and American Express, they reported record card spending, and that helped American Express with better than expected profit and revenue for the fourth quarter. Earnings came in at $2.18 a share versus $1.87. So people are spending.
People are spending. And then yesterday, after the bell, we had IBM reporting earnings.
IBM. So they had an earnings beat by 5 cents, quarterly profit, $3.35 a share. Their revenue was also better, saying that it was due to their strength in the IBM's cloud computing business. And IBM has been all over the place, pre-market or after the bell yesterday, but up just shy of 1% this morning.
Yeah. So as we can see, it's still a mixed bag for earnings. So it's not like it was last quarter. I think last quarter we had a record number of S&P 500 companies beating expectations here. And thus far, doesn't seem to be the case. So let's quickly recap. 3M slightly up, Johnson & Johnson. Okay, slightly down here. General Electric, down almost 5%. American Express, we are up a little bit here. And IBM, yeah, I said a little bit all over the place up here. But you see, this is where I think earnings, yes, they are still in focus, but the big one is definitely tomorrow, the Fed. One of the things that the markets haven't paying attention to recently is the Omicron variant, right? Did you see the latest numbers there? Want to bring it up here. So this is a 3 month average. And as you can see, it seems that we are stabilizing at a very high level, but it seems that new cases are not rising anymore. So, but this is where the markets are right now saying, let's pay attention to the Fed inflation. That is the main focus right now.
That is absolutely the truth. And, you know, we also have some big earnings coming out this week. We talked about the Fed, but Microsoft after the bell today, Intel reporting. Yeah, so I mean, we see Microsoft beaten up a little bit, but they're reporting after the bell today. Intel, another biggie tomorrow, and Apple on Thursday. So three biggies, in addition to the others this week, but three biggies coming up.
All right. So let's see, how are we doing here this morning? Let's take a look at the pre-markets and let's take a look at the E-mini S&P futures overnight. And I mean, this is where it seems that they can make up their mind, what are we going to do today? So yesterday, after the close at first, futures were sliding, trying a bounce back several times during the Asian session and during the European session. Then since this morning around 4 o'clock, a slide lower, and right now a little bounce back. But I mean, this year is down significantly, almost hard to see, but it's 1.5%. So S&P definitely pointing to a lower opening here.
And S&P basically opening below where we started yesterday. So it's going to be an interesting day. Will there be more buying midday? We'll have to see.
Yeah, and I brought up the E-mini Nasdaq here for the overnight swings, and we just have to look at these swings. I mean, these swings here, these are 1.6% swings, and for overnight, that's quite of a lot. I mean, it's not unusual for overnight to gradually go down, but as you can see here, there seem to be a lot of action overnight. So, but Nasdaq really pointing to a much lower opening here right now, down more than 2%. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, sometimes when the scale changes, it's hard to see the magnitude of those swings. And yeah, You're absolutely right. A lot of movement. So
the Dow, E-mini Dow here, still hanging in there. I mean, best of the bunch right now, not even down 1%, but all three major indices are pointing to a lower opening here. So this is where we'll see what happens today. Will we see something crazy that we saw yesterday, where at first we went down, 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 and then everybody started buying, or is there today a day where we are sliding more down? And we talked about it, the 200-day moving average. I mean, key levels that have been broken right now. Yesterday, the S&P slid in correction territory. It ended above correction territory, and correction being defined as down being at least 10% from the most recent highs. The NASDAQ deep in correction territory right now, being down 15%, and the Dow is still hanging in there.
Not too bad. Hanging in there, only down 0.9%.
All right. Hey, we got to jump over to trade with our masterminds live. And yesterday, it was a fun trading day, right? So let's see. We should have lots of action here this morning. So if you enjoyed this stock market update, consider subscribing if you would like to see how we trade these crazy markets. Take a look at these videos here, and then we'll see you in the next update.
Happy trading, everybody.